Good afternoon and welcome back to Truth Worth Living, where we seek to understand God's Word so we can live in God's will. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, as we've talked about, begins with eight Beatitudes. And the first four we've looked at describe being empty before God: the poor in spirit, the mourners, the meek, and those who hunger and thirst for a righteousness that they do not possess. Well, what happens when those empty people turn to God? The poor in spirit receive the kingdom, the mourners are comforted, the meek are promised the world, and the hungry are filled. Now, when we get to the fifth beatitude, we turn a corner. Having been blessed by God with what is lacking, we're now told to give back, to pour out to the world some of the God life that has been poured into us. Matthew 5:7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Now today, purely because of Jesus, we celebrate mercy giving. But in their world, it was anything but positive. Their leaders, spiritual and political, abhorred mercy. As a matter of fact, they told people, "Do not offer mercy." Historian Rodney Stark argues that it was the revolutionary emphasis on mercy that helped Christianity capture the attention of the ancient world. Stark writes, "In the pagan world, mercy was regarded as a character defect and pity as a pathological emotion, because mercy involves providing unearned help or relief, which in their minds was directly contrary to justice. Thus, humans were taught to curb their mercy impulse. The cry of the undeserving for mercy, they said, must go unanswered." So showing mercy was a defect of character, unworthy of the wise and excusable only in those who had not yet grown up. In other words, real men, mature adults, never stoop to mercy. That was especially true of the religious elite. Either you kept the rules or you didn't, and if you didn't, you got exactly what you deserved. Now, this was the moral climate in which Jesus pronounced that the demonstration of mercy was not a blight but a blessing, not something to be avoided but something to be embraced. It was to be seen as a sacrificial act that attracted the blessing of the Father in heaven. So, we should be merciful. But what does that mean? The best way to put it is that mercy is loving kindness translated into acts of service and compassion for the undeserving. It's not necessarily something we feel. Mercy is something we show. And in keeping with the tone and tenor of the Sermon on the Mount, it's not just something we show people that we like and love. It's something we provide to the unlikable and the unlovable. Mercy is feeding the hungry. It's giving the thirsty something to drink. It's offering hospitality to strangers, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, visiting the imprisoned. It's being nice to the rude and gracious to the crude. Mercy doesn't pay back, mercy gives back. In his teaching, Jesus doesn't identify mercy as serving the needy. He actually says that it's serving him. Do you remember the parable Jesus told about the sheep and the goats? Some on the right, some on the left. Listen to what he said in Matthew 25. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" And the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." When we show mercy to those in need, we are serving God. Now, one more thing. Mercy is not just meeting needs, it's meeting needs in grace. God-serving mercy isn't preceded by a thorough background check. We don't have to get the story. We don't need to check and see why they're in need and only serve them if they qualify. For instance, we might be inclined to show mercy if someone is hungry because of famine, but not if they're hungry because they've lost their job due to laziness. We might serve the sick if they suffer from the plague, but not if their illness is a byproduct of drug addiction. Background check mercy investigates to find out why the destitute is needy, and if they did it to themselves, then we say they made their bed and they're going to have to lie in it without our help. There are no such qualifiers when we're serving God in mercy. We activate to meet the need, no matter the cause, and we do it for God. So how does God respond? They shall receive mercy. In Psalm 103, the psalmist writes, "He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." God responds to the merciful with mercy. That's truth worth pursuing, and this is truth worth living. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a great afternoon. God bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Have a great day.